The session is starting earlier this year because of redistricting. Lawmakers will have to follow additional rules when they redraw district boundaries because of constitutional amendments passed by voters in 2010. There's also a $2 billion budget gap to contend with. Senate President Mike Karadopoulos told reporters gathered for a session preview that the Senate has a simple plan.
No new taxes, no new fees, a balanced budget, and sadly, making tough decisions over and over again and making some tough choices over and over again on vital programs like education and health care.
Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich, who's thinking about a run for governor in 2014, said the same people are being asked to make sacrifices year after year when the budget comes up short.
We have to look at other segments and sectors of our population, and that would be our wealthiest corporations and Floridians.
Other issues expected to get a lot of attention include efforts to expand charter schools and vouchers. A proposed expansion of gambling in South Florida is on the table, while popular internet cafes that skirt the state's gambling law may get the boot. Lawmakers will try to rein in the cost of sinkhole insurance and put an end to PIP fraud, the portion of auto insurance that covers personal injury protection. Plans to privatize prisons may be back, pending a court ruling that overturned those efforts last fall. The legislature will convene January 10th. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.